Hey folks, hey millionaires, hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. It's approximately 12:26 a.m. here in the morning here. Happy Tuesday. And I go live every night to give you guys the opportunity to pick my brain, ask me questions. You may say, why? Well, because I'm a self-made millionaire. Grew up poor, average, didn't have any money. Parents didn't have any money. Success was a foreign topic in my family. But over the years, I became a self-made millionaire. I've made tens of millions of dollars in different industries. And now I contribute my time here to you to give you the opportunity to have some dialogue with me, okay? Which means it doesn't cost you a dime to ask a question, to comment below here. It doesn't cost you anything, just time. And I promise you, if you stay for a while, that you will not only learn something, you may begin to apply what you learn here tonight with me. Okay, so go ahead and comment your names here below. Go ahead and smash the like button a few times for me. I'd like to see the love symbols on the right side of the camera here. So tap the love button a few times also and comment your names below. Let me give you guys a shout out here. And we could talk about anything. It doesn't matter. We could talk about my journey, when I made my first million. We can talk about what I'm currently doing. We can talk about how I'm able to manifest my dreams. We can talk about communication skills, emotional intelligence. We could talk about relationships if you want to. It's up to you, right? But I'm here to help people realize that they can be financially independent and you can be happy at the same time. I mean, truly happy. Like, I am truly happy. I'm blessed. I have three outstanding children. Parents are doing well. They just got back from Paris, so that's a blessing. My brother's also a millionaire based off the things that I have done. He has modeled my success, and now he's a millionaire as well. And I'm grateful. And I have a beautiful woman in my life right now that I'm excited about. So life is absolutely perfect. And I have an outstanding team, a part of the Virgin Media umbrella that are kicking ass right now. They're learning a lot. They're with me. They believe in my vision. And they have allowed me to train them, educate them, to ensure that they have the type of futures that they deserve to have as well. Okay. Hey, Slim. Hey, Jackie. How are you? Hey, Nicole. How are you? Australia. Charlotte. Maya. How are you? Marcilli. Sarah. Leela. How's everybody doing tonight? What else do we have here? Jonah. Palumo. It's Mia. How are you? Debbie. So go ahead and post your questions below, folks. I'm here to answer. If you have any question for a millionaire, well, this is your opportunity to post your question below. Okay? Let's chat. Let's talk here. Let me see here. Official DJ Peaks, how are you? I'm doing very well. Any questions for me? And folks, get down and dirty. It's okay. Excuse me. I'm open to answer any type of question here. This is a rant, which means I'm going to be very transparent, brutal, direct. I don't give a damn, honestly. I'm just here to help you and to share my philosophy with you and what it took to make millions of dollars, what it took to be financially free, you know, what it takes to be a part of the 1% of people that can do whatever they want in life. You know, I'm here to share that with you. So questions, please. How much money do you need to already have to start? You don't need, honestly, you know, when they say it takes money to make money, I don't believe that. Because some people don't have money. And I didn't have money when I created my business. So it takes effort. It takes willpower. I truly believe something, and I want you to really think about this. I truly believe that we can really will ourselves to be successful, okay? Because think about me. I didn't have a mentor. I didn't have a millionaire mentor. I didn't have the resources, and I didn't have the money. But I had a desire to be rich. And I believe that you can will yourself, like you can just almost force yourself to become successful because you're just willing to do whatever it takes. You're willing to be creative. You're willing to think outside the box, which is very necessary when you want to make a ton of money. So you can start with nothing, honestly. Could you send a hug to us Brazilians? Yeah, shout out to all my Brazilians. I love you. Here's a hug. Open your arms, Brazilians. Open your arms. For all my Brazilians, let me give you a big hug. You feel that? Squeezing you tight. And it smells good. You like that? Okay. The young lady wanted a hug, so I gave her one. A virtual one. What's the most expensive thing you've splurged on routinely? Clothes. When I made my first million, I spent, true story, $5,000 per week for a very long time, by the way. Like every week I would go to Saks, Neiman's Marcus, to the mall, and I would just buy clothes and outfits and shoes because at the time I was vacationing a lot. I was traveling every single month. So, and I still do this till today. Like I'm getting ready to go to Bora Bora. And we're going to shop. This weekend, I think we're going to shop. My boo, she's going to buy all my clothes for me because she doesn't like the clothes that I wear, obviously. But yeah, I splurged on clothes and I got tired of spending money on clothes, honestly. I like new clothes, but I don't like going to the mall anymore. I just don't want to go through the whole process of putting on clothes and trying clothes on. So now I have people to do that for me. Thank God. Hey, Jennifer, how are you? Hey, Renee. Hey, Wes, how have you achieved a positive social capital without oversharing? Oversharing what? Like, honestly, I listen, this is just my belief. I truly believe that we live in an abundant universe. Like, I truly believe that. I think about water. Like, if you go out to the ocean, you know, we cannot utilize. There's so much water out there. The water is going to sustain us for decades and decades and generations, right? Like, it doesn't matter how much you try to take out of the ocean. It's just going to be abundant. So I believe that's synonymous to money. I believe it's just more than enough money that everybody can win that wants to win, which means I like telling people everything that I've done. Honestly, just telling you everything. Not hiding, not holding back secrets. As a matter of fact, there's no secret to success. It's just work and belief and meditation and visualization and separating yourself from the nonsense. So I don't like oversharing. We live in an abundant universe. So if I win, I don't believe that I need to hold back information to ensure that I win. I'm going to win regardless because that's just my mindset, my mentality. What is the proper way to react to a boss that is very aggressive in the ways of talking as a family member? So your boss is a family member? So have a conversation with the guy. Or maybe you need it's time for you to, you know, exit, plan your exodus and start your own company. All right, but I need more context, Garcia. What did you do to keep going in the beginning stages when it seemed like nothing was happening? Yeah, that's a good question. And that the answer to that question is the same answer I give my team. You know, my team, sometimes what they don't realize, like my sales team, what they don't realize that what they say out of their mouth Because you might say, I'm just venting, right? And I get it. Everybody wants to vent. But the problem with venting, whatever you say out of your mouth about your issues and your problems in life and what's not working, what you don't realize, because you feel a certain way when you're talking, like when you're venting, obviously you feel stressed, overwhelmed with high anxiety. So what you don't realize, you're creating more of what you don't want. Okay? Like you're nailing your own casket shut because you're not just thinking about it and feeling that way, you're talking about it. So, Nicole, when you say, like, how do you stay motivated and excited when nothing is happening? I beg to differ. I believe something is happening in the positive direction in your life and in your business. You're just not looking for it. Does that make sense, Nicole? Like, you're not looking for it. Unfortunately, we've been programmed only to look for what's going wrong. You know, you ever met a person that can only see what's going wrong? You know, you got people right now on this call. They used to pray to God for a car. They got a car. Now, they hate their shitty car. Or you was praying to God for a job. I need a job, God. And he gave you, and you got a job. And now you hate your shitty job. Or you was praying to God for a business. You got a business. Now you're like, man, but I'm not making no money. So it's like, as people, we have the tendency and the proclivity to always look for what's not going well. And that's unfortunate. Does that make sense? Like, I think we've all been guilty of that. We find out what's not going well. If I say, hey, are you happy? Well, yeah, I mean, a little bit. Well, I'd be happy when my business is. I'd be happy when I get in a relationship. I'd be happy when I have a baby. I'd be happy when I get money. I'm like, why can't you just be happy now? You know, maybe the business is going well. Maybe you're just not looking and searching for why it is. And let me tell you something. That type of language is the reason why I'm so wealthy. I'm rich. Because I don't communicate what I don't want. Maybe say if I'm not making money. Well, I'm not going to communicate I'm not making money. I mean, I'm not making money. Okay, great. Why do I need to communicate that to anyone? More or less to myself. I need to communicate to myself and others that we are making money, that we're doing well, that this is our day. Does that make sense? And that's what you need to do, Nicole. You got to realize that things are happening for you, young lady. This is your year. You're doing everything right to hit your goal. You're learning. You're investing time and money. And it's working out in your favor. Change the language. You change everything. When do you know that you have the momentum to become a millionaire? Well, I mean, you just know. I'm going to be honest. Like, I don't know. You know, I knew I was going to be a millionaire in my 20s. I didn't know how, but I just knew it. And maybe because I'm just a cocky narcissist. I don't know. Arrogant, crazy man. But, I just knew it. I don't know. When I was younger than I am now, I just believe I can do anything, honestly. I mean, that was just my belief. I believe if I wanted it, I can have it. Pure arrogancy, right? Questions for me here. Does that make sense, everyone? What is your criteria for putting together a result-driven team? Have you experienced a loss as a result of reluctant workforce? Putting together a result-driven team. Trial and error, honestly. Like, trial and error. You got to hire people, fire people. And I'm very data and KPI driven, right? Based off their performance, you stay. If you're not performing well, you go. Have you experienced any losses as a result of reluctant workforce? No, I wouldn't say that. No. Like, any losses that I've had, it's not because of my workforce. It's because of the leadership. How can I become the GOAT like you? Brother, I don't know. Thank you for calling me the GOAT, but I don't think that's a smart question, honestly. What was your thoughts on the law of detachment? Yeah, I mean, if that's an actual law, but based off the context, detaching yourself from the nonsense. Hey, Lauren, how are you? Thank you. A nice 9-to-5 like mine is paralyzing, even though I make $200K annually. Yeah, Cruz, I made $250,000 when I was in my early 30s, and I quit. All right? And yeah, I know you're comfortable, but you're not free. Like, whenever you have to go to work for somebody else and punch somebody else's clock, it doesn't matter how much money you make, $1 million. So what? You're not free, which means they can take it away from you at any given time. But when you own your own company, no one can take that away from you. What's next? Can you do a video there? A video where? When did you... Oh, okay. I'm scrolling down here. Can you share some of your leadership strategies? Well, I know it's going to sound like a cliche, but I lead by example. Okay. Whatever I ask my team to do, I've already done or I'm currently doing. Like, if I ask you to work your ass off, I'm working my ass off, like, honestly. A leader must be honest. You got to tell people the truth, your team. You got to tell them what's going on. You don't need to hide things from your team because you want your team to trust you. Because if your team trusts you, then they will work harder for you. 3, a great leader really understands the needs of his people. Like, the people that work for me, I do care about their needs. Like, I want to know what they want. Because if I help them get what they want, I can get what I want. That's Jim Rohn, by the way. So when I have retreats, every year we have a retreat with my team. And I ask them, what do you want? Like, how much money do you want to make? And it's my responsibility to train them and coach them or do whatever it takes to make sure that they hit their goals. So that's leadership. You got to know how to inspire them and motivate your team as well. How do you manifest and make it a reality? Remember, everything starts in the mind first. So if you're able to create what you want in your mind, and you're able to hold that thought in your mind, of what you want, you will attract it. Okay? You will attract it. Next question for me. Are you guys getting value? Comment the word value below, please. Wes, how important is isolation? Very important. Questions here. Are you getting value? Are you taking notes? Okay. Listen to Daddy Wes. I'm dropping gems tonight. Where my heart's at. Hearts. Let me feel the love. Hey, Stephanie, your senior, how are you? There go the hearts. There they go. Thank you. Thank you. Gracias. Popular 200, how are you? You're welcome. Any more questions for me here? Got 45 million people in here live. Wow. Oh. Oh, my arm is hurting, folks. But it's my fault. It's my shoulder. It's my fault. My woman, she scheduled an appointment for me, and I missed the appointment. And she let me have it. And I deserved it. She did. That woman loves some Wesley Virgin, you know. So now I'm suffering. But she rescheduled my appointment. She is such a sweetheart. You're very welcome. Wes, what is your daily routine? I wake up. I'm grateful. I meditate. I have a protein shake. I putter around a bit. I may meditate twice. Then I go work out. Then I eat. You bench 400 pounds? No, not at all. When did you learn about VSLs? In my 20s, I think, in my later 20s. Yeah, if you want to go live, we can go live, but make sure your camera's on. Ladies first, of course. Like, I'm here to service you folks. If you don't want any help, then I'm going to lay it down. I'm going to work a little bit and lay it down here. How many grams of protein daily? At least 200 grams. Do a few protein shakes and make sure you get the protein in. Oh my God, Jesus. All right. We need your help, Wes. I mean, I'm here. Hey, Sonny, how are you? All right, since we don't have any questions here. Oh, God, I need to rest my arm here. What is your expertise in business? I'm a digital marketer. Is it good to be a friend with your boss, or is it better to have a distant relationship? Just keep it professional. Wes, how many hours do you tend to work on your computer? A lot. Favorite protein shake, eggs in the morning? Yes. Protein, Dymatize, or Momentum is the protein that I use. All right, I guess I'll let you go. Thank you for joining me, by the way. And I do have a podcast that you guys can get access to. Okay. Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. And I'm on Spotify. Okay. And if you want access to my course, it's free, by the way. You just go to my bio and click it. It is the exact meditation that I use to earn millions of dollars per month. I have a question about my homework. What homework, Sonny? I'm not in college, Sonny. I dropped out of college. Dropouts are always the millionaires. Why the rant's getting shorter? Because you're not asking any questions, Tri-Sue. I don't see any questions in the question box or in the comment section. So I'm not going to just sit on here and just watch you guys not ask any questions here. I got a life, folks. I actually have a life as well. All right. Right now, I need to rest my arm, my shoulder, because it's in pain. Oh, God. It's all good. I'm still going to the gym tomorrow. I'm going to put in that work. You're going to know my question, Wes. What is it? Wes, what makes you happy? Talking to you guys. What qualities do you look for in the people when you choose to work with them? Work ethic. I just like people that work hard, honestly, and that are positive. I can teach you skill and talent. But I can't teach work ethic. What do you think about restaurant business? I would never do it, personally. Wes, what is the favorite thing to do outside of work? Play chess and work out. Spend time with my children. How many Instagram accounts do you have? One. Folks, please, I only have one Instagram account. People have been getting scammed. That is not me, folks. Do your research. Wes, do you like golf? No. All right, if that's it, I'm going to let you go. Remember, in life, you don't get what you want. You get what you picture, folks. I love you guys. If you don't mind, if you got value, share this. Like it as well. So somebody else just like you can win. Because I truly believe that you're destined to win. Okay? Much love, and let's go.